These soldiers are delicious. Can't have just one. What if they were even smaller? Finger licking good. Where's the beer? Someone, anyone, bring me another cellar. These humans make the smallest barrels. Is that the whole army? I said clear out the dungeons. I didn't march over here just to starve myself. Oh my self. You are so cute. What an adorable little man. Don't be shy. I've already changed my mind about eating you up. Although, I could eat you up because you are just so gosh dang sweet. No. I'll lay down and we can talk at eye level. I've been using what's left of the city wall as a chair, but it's not exactly comfortable. I agree. That buttress has maybe one more good sit left in it before it completely falls apart. I kind of miss having a fat ass. The walk over here turned it hard as a rock. I could really go for a couple tons of cake. You know any good bakeries around here? Of course you don't, scrawny little thing. Could you show me your biceps? Go on, roll up your sleeves and flex for me, little one. Am I wrong about you? Show me how big and strong you are. That is so, so cute. I've decided. You're mine now. Yeah, just like that. Is that okay, little one? Or do I need to persuade you? Or force you? Maybe I should show you my biceps. Those aren't rolling hills, sweet cheeks. Oh, you look flustered. You know, I could really fall for someone like you. Come on, be my little one. It'll be fun. What's the matter? Afraid I won't fit in your house? Babe, I am your house now. And if you ask nicely, I'll let you pick which crevice I stick you in. Just think about it. Nice long march across the plains every day, finding a river to lay in to wash away the sweat. I could use you as a massage tool to get the knots out of my calves. I've got a lot of skin to rub. It might take all night. And it's not all pillaging, you know? I'd much rather roam and feast and drink. Normally, the pixies pay me tribute every year. 6,000 casks of mead. It makes for a fun weekend. But when they went missing, I knew someone had to pay for it. Nothing personal, human. I am a jealous goddess, after all. Oh. Excuse me. I thought my reputation preceded me. Well, I like this better, actually. Might make it easier for you to get to know the real me. And I'll get to know you by covering every inch of you in kisses. Don't worry, I'll hold you down very gently. I'm Golgotha. I was born just like any other orc, Well, let's not worry about how many years ago. Let's just say I'm old enough to be your mother. I was always the best at fighting and sports, mostly because my favorite hobby was finding rocks to lift and punch and crush between my thighs. I became a chieftain without realizing I was special. That changed when I got in a scrape with another band of orcs. I don't like bullies. I put them in their place, made them cry, made them accept new roles in my tribe, and I felt 10 feet tall. Then it happened. I started growing. It's the best feeling in the world, like an orgasm so good it makes your toes curl. And it started in my bones. Except every bone in my body all at once. My skin was steaming hot. I fell to the ground and evaporated a hole through the snow. All I could think was, more, more, more. I felt each climax rip through my body until I lost count. I felt so good. And when I finally stopped fingering myself, I was 12 feet tall. Nobody ever looked at me the same again. Every victory makes me bigger and hungrier and hornier. I try to space them out. I mean, how big am I going to be by the time I finish? There's only so many lands left to conquer. Only so many goddess-class orgasms left for me. That's your job, cupcake. I need a little hobby to distract me, and if you can make out with my G-spot just the right way, I might have a little patience before I go looking for my next fix. What about you? What's your deal? Some sort of chosen one prophecy or something? When did you realize that you were special? No way. A prince in the dungeon? My goodness, where do they keep the convicts then? Well, in my tummy now, I guess. They must have handed a spear to everyone else in the dungeon and told them to man the walls. Lucky dodge there. Never would have picked you out of a crowd. And what was your crime, oh, unreleasable prince? Oh my, my little prince. Your parents would be so paranoid. Just because of your popularity with your own people. Despicable. I was going to let them off with a warning. One warning not to fuck with me. Attacking the fairies of the Enchanted Woods, maybe they can plead ignorance for that. They get a smashed wall. They get their granaries looted, but for treating my darling little prince like dungeon scum for no good reason, no. Shh. Don't worry, little one. I just worked up an appetite. That's all. Shh. Into my cleavage you go, if you don't want to see them. They can't hurt you, my darling. Let yourself feel safe. Not a thousand ballista bolts could find you between my breasts. And if you get too rowdy, know that I can push them together like this. There. And I'm not afraid to keep you flattened between my boulders all day if I have to. I can feel your little heartbeat. It's no secret that being completely flattened and smothered shuts your silly little brain off. See, you're already getting hard for me. Good boy. I can't wait to take care of that. Just enjoy how warm and soft my chest is, and let your arousal grow and grow. And speaking of growing, look who it is. Silence. That's a little hex I picked up eating the marsh hags. I'll keep it short. It's time to consolidate your kingdom with my alliance, with you two as my subjects. My first act is to sentence you to death. Your crime? Poor parenting. I hope after you join my body, you will in some way see my example of how to cherish and spoil your perfect boy. Any last words? So feisty. So glad I decided not to shrink either of you. Oh, careful, you're slipping. Aren't you going to help your king? No? So selfish. Tastes like fear. And you too, Queenie. You especially. Finally. Thank you. Your goddess graciously accepts this worthy tribute. So good. Sweetheart, tuck in your arms. I want you to slide straight down my cleavage. I've got something to show you. That's not the city walls you're feeling. No, those are my abs. I'm flexing because I want you to touch them, to know them, each one wide as, I don't know, what would you say, a wagon wheel? This is the last time they're going to be so tiny. They may seem huge now, but just you wait and listen. Can you hear anything? Gosh. Your so-called parents are so pathetic. The most powerful people in the land and capable of terrorizing you for years. And they're not even louder than my tummy. Now, I've got something important to ask you. Can I be your mommy? I can feel my heart aching for you. If you opened your heart to me, if you could, I would love you the way you deserve to be loved. I know. That's hard. But be brave for me. Let yourself be absolutely vulnerable. And I swear you will feel my heart more closely than you ever thought possible. I'll be the big, strong mommy that you always needed. Good boy. Both hands on my abs. Are you ready? Say bye-bye to Mom and Dad. Oh. Oh. Wait. How many people did they rule over? That's right. They were doing their own conquering. Oh my. Might have bitten off more than I can chew. This might be a very, very good one. Oh, my tits are getting fat. I'm leaking. I don't think my nipples were ever so puffy and sensitive. Sweetheart, it's working. I really am what I eat. I'm your mommy, and you are mommy's good boy. I can't wait to feed you. Oh, and bathe you. It's for you. It's all for you, my sweet boy. Oh, fuck. My thighs are real castle crushers. Look at that definition. I'm ripped, and I'm still growing. You'll be mommy's best helper, getting oiled up for the beach, right? There you are. It's so hard to look down under these milkers. Fuck, my abs are burning. Is that the middle set or the top two that hurt so good? 2, 4, 6, 8. Baby, mommy's got an 8-pack. Let's celebrate. Mommy wants a kiss. Don't worry about it. Nobody was in that house. Mommy's always careful with her ass. It's getting big, though. Finally some padding for when I sit on a throne. I hope my little boy likes mom bods and mommy's big, full lips. You're so brave. And tasty. Mommy wants all of you. My boy. My sweet, sweet boy. Just a little taste wouldn't hurt. So good. Don't cower. Mommy's in your mind. I've eaten a lot of mothers over the years. Multiply the basic psychic bond by 100, by 1,000, and every single nerve in your body is intimate with me. I feel everything you feel, your fear, your need, and your blooming, worshiping love for your new mommy. Do you know how good that feels? Almost as addicting as growing. Don't stare at mommy's uvula. You're not slipping. If it looks like it's getting closer, it's just because it's getting bigger. Although, you might tempt me. Sorry for salivating. Your intrusive thoughts are just so adorably kinky. Don't be scared. Mommy is much kinkier, but we'll start nice and slow and sensual for my sweet boy. Do you like how my tongue can just push you around my mouth? It's solid muscle and so much bigger than you, but soft too. I can smother you and squeeze you and stroke you. There you are. How I've longed to feel your hardness. My darling, it's not healthy to go so long without coming, and I would know. There goes the city wall. My thighs are getting so slick. Just relax. Relax for mommy and let me lick the cum out of you. It may seem difficult at first, all that worrying. Look at you. Worrying about the buildings in the way of my ever-expanding ass. My breasts spilling out on the street as they get bigger and milkier. Fuck, I've got to pinch my nipples. I can't flood the streets with your dinner. Maybe just a little flooding. Don't worry. I'll save plenty for you. And mommy's city is mommy's concern. Right now, besides the growth orgasms ripping through my muscles, my mind is all on you. My baby boy. I know what feels good to you. There's no hiding from me. I know how to gently touch your balls to make you groan. I know how sensitive your head is and how to make it leak with the tip of my tongue. I know that if I don't overpower you, you would shake and whimper and ruin your own orgasm by not letting me overstimulate you properly. When your body cries, enough, understand this, my love. I am more. Your pre-cum is so good. Thank you. I feel how limp you've gone. The focus that you're giving to your throbbing cock, to the sensations you feel going up and down your shaft. Are you trying to be a good boy for mommy? Oh, see, I knew you would listen, and that makes me feel so good, you know. And mommy would love for you to try and buck your hips, little one. Go on. That's it. Try your best. Mommy's tongue likes a little fight. Makes it all the better to lick you all over while your cock thrusts so desperately. Oh, good boy. I think my bicep is bigger than that inn over there. Do you like that, baby boy? Good boy. Good boy. Don't be scared. Mommy loves Her good boys come. Do you have something you want to give, Mommy? I'm getting so hungry on this empty stomach. Just a little snack from your balls, sweetheart. Be a good boy and come for Mommy. That's it. Good boy. There you go. Let's get it on. Mommy will stop sucking your cock when she's ready. Mommy's greedy. You know that, my little one. Mommy wants it all. Every last drop. If I swallowed, I wouldn't be able to stop. So instead, your cum is all for my taste buds to cherish and slowly absorb. But you, my darling, I should keep you someplace safe. I should keep you someplace special. Hello, my little one. It's still me. Mommy's just bigger now, and Mommy's not done yet. You know, some humans might think you're the rightful prince of a few kingdoms now. But that's silly, isn't it? You should trust Mommy with all that stuff. You've got more important things to do. It's your turn to make Mommy feel good. Nod your head and agree. All your lands and your titles belong to Mommy, don't they? Oh, fuck. Oh, I'm sopping wet. Look what you did to me. Mommy's got muscles on her muscles, like bands of iron wrapping around my shoulders, my arms, back, and legs. Look at my abs. Forget wagon wheels, these things are the size of horses. There really is no limit. Fuck. My body makes me so horny. I need you now. Mommy's pussy needs your kisses. I've never held back an orgasm so hard. Look at how I glisten. Smell me, little one. That's Mommy's desire. Mommy's pheromones. Touch me. Oh, yes. Yes, your little hands feel so good. Rub my lips. Oh, yes. Yes, your face feels so good on my clit. Don't be afraid to sink your teeth in, little one. Mommy loves a love bite. Sorry. It really has a mind of its own. Feels like your hand just sunk in elbow deep. I'll release it. I just need to relax. Relax and not think. Think about how cute my little boy is. Mommy might not be ready to relax. Oh, you're just the perfect size for my pussy. Oh, my darling. I thought my days of feeling an erection hit me in just the right spot. We're over. Such a good boy. Mommy's full body orgasm will be all the better knowing you're inside me, feeling the muscles in my core clench and relax faster and faster. And maybe I'll give you a full body orgasm. Oh, baby. I want to stop convulsing, but I just keep pulling you deeper. Oh, fuck. Deeper. Oh, mommy's pussy is so greedy. Fuck. And if the milk wasn't enough, looks like I'm flooding downtown as well. Gotta relax and loosen up. My brain's out this time. Relax. Loosen. Baby, is that your nose pushed up against my cervix? I'm relaxed. Oh my. My cervix is softening. Mommy's boy, and mommy's boy makes her feel so good, so sexy, so desired, so worshipped. Please, please keep licking mommy's cervix. Taste mommy's wetness. Make me shiver. Make me tremble. I don't have a lot of vulnerabilities, but I want to be touched there so gently, so lovingly. It makes my womb hungry. Oh, fuck. It's done. It's the big one. I can't stop clenching. It's so big, so strong. The power, more, more. Keep struggling, keep kicking. My womb is going to orgasm. Baby, did you feel that? Or did mommy's abs shield you? Oh, of course. That's wonderful. My baby. My darling little one. Mommy's glowing. Mommy loves you. Mommy is everything to you. Mommy is your real mommy now. Everything else is just a bad dream. You are part of mommy. You are the part of mommy that makes her feel happy and loved and sexy. Every kind of love you have, it's all for me. And everything that's mine